Okay, we're picking up the Gemara on Memtas Amar Aleph. We're three lines from the top. It's Amar Rabba Bar Chana. So the Gemara is continuing to discuss the inyan of things of the Mizbech and similar items. So the Gemara is now discussing the Shisin. The Shisin are the area which was it was a deep hole underneath the Mizbech. It was where they would pour the Nechassim. After the Kohen poured the Nechassim into the bowl, the Nechassim would flow into the bowl's opening, the big opening that we mentioned before, and it would drain into a hole of the Mizbech. That would lead to the Shisin. So now the Gemara is discussing this Shisin. Amar B'cham Barachan Amar B'yoychanan. Shisin M'shishis M'bereishis Nivru. The Shisin were created from the 6 days of creation. So the Gemara says, Shnemar Chamukei Yerchai Chamoch Laim Asei De Yaman. Your thighs are like jewels. Your handiwork is a master of a craftsman. Chamuke yirchayich elu ashisin. And we're saying your covered thighs is alluding to the shisin that are on the area of the yerech of the mizbeach elu. They're like the thigh part, the lower part of the mizbeach. Kemo chalayim kshemuchulin v'yardin av tahom. They're like jewels. Chalayim. This is a reference to the openings where they go deep down under the ground. Ma'aseh de aman. Ma'aseh de aman. And this is the works of the craftsman. The craftsman over here, and the handiwork of the craftsman is referencing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this is referring to the Shisin being Hashem's handiwork, so therefore they must have been created when Hashem created the world, which was the Shisin Shemei Bereishis. And as the Gemara quotes another drush like that, the Shisin existed from the time of Zman Bereishis. Tamdev Rabbi Shmuel, Rishmael learns out from the Pasuk, Bereishis, the very first word of the Torah, Bereishis, Al Tikra, Bereishis, don't say Bereishis, that it's in the beginning rather, Ela Bara Shis, but Hashem created that. He created this. He created the Shisin over here. Now, why is he creating the Shisin over here? So the Daf Pashut, which, by the way, I had a chance to speak to the son of the Mechaber over here. The name of the Mechaber was Rabbi Bluth. So his son is living in Lakewood. So I spoke to him, that a lot of the Haras are from Rabbi Bluth. A lot of them are from Rav Moshe, but a lot of them are from Rabbi Bluth. And it happens to be today's is Yurtzeit. So there should be a Luyah Nishmas. It should be his Neshama Shana Aliyah. And so he has a lot of Haras on today's Daf as well. Like every Daf, I very much enjoy his Sefer. So he says, what is the concept of that Brar Shis is that Dafka the Shisin should be in the beginning of the Torah? He says that the chelik of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the binyan of Beis Hamikdash is the fact that he's creating the Beis Hamikdash, and Lechor is coming from the fact that in Perkei Avos we say al shlosh dvar malum omed al Torah val vodav al gemilas al chazadim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. So Lechor the Shisin is a reference to this concept of the Beis Hamikdash, and that's why in the very beginning of the Torah it's mentioned that the Barah Shis that he's creating is creating the Shis, this area which the wine libations and water libations will fall into. Why exactly this part of the Beis Hamikdash has a lot of work with Machshava? That's something to think about at another time. So the work continues now. Tanya, we learn out Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, Shisin mechulin yardin ala tahom. The Shisin would be an open area that would go down well underneath the ground. Shneamar, as the pasuk says, Ashira nali didi shiras dodi lecharmo, karamayada bakaram belshemen, vaizakeo vaisalkeo. The pasuk says that I'm going to sing on behalf of my beloved. This is a pasuk in Yeshayahu, and the pasuk is saying over here, it's as a mashal that Yeshayahu is giving a mashal, is giving a parable that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is upset with Klal Yisrael that they're sinning. The Jewish people are like a vineyard of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Hashem is the owner of the vineyard, and Yeshayahu is telling us over here, Rashi mentions that he's like the shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu singing this song and complaining about Klal Yisrael. So he's saying, I'm going to be left my beloved song concerning the vineyard, and again the vineyard is like Klal Yisrael. Karmel Adib Karm Belshemen, that he had a vineyard which was very very fertile, was able to grow a lot, and there it's Yisrael, which is the most fertile area of all the lands. But he's like, hey, okay. He put a fence around it, that's like he built cities around Eretz Yisrael, as Rashi points out, and then he cleared the stones. The stones are referenced over here, the bad things of Avodah Zarah, and all the things that the people of Canaan used to do. Then he planted within it very good plantings, and he built a tower inside of it. And then he put a wine vat within the towers. Now, what is this? The Gemara is going to expand upon. What is this sorek? What are these shoots, literally, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is building? Is that Beis HaMikdash? It's a reference to the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash, which is the root and the essence of the Jewish people, it makes it beloved before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why we have the Beis HaMikdash. Even Migdal Zebetzilchel Zemizbech. What is the Migdal over here? It's resembling a tower stronghold. It's a Mizbech. That's our strong. We bring all the karbanos on the Mizbech. And the wine vat within the tower, these are the Shisim. It's like a big pit, Yaakov HaMelech, which is a version of a pit. That's a reference to the Shisim over here. They were the hollow area, the open area under the Mizbeach. So we learn from over here that this was the area under the Mizbeach. So it's interesting to note that we know that the Yerushalmi tells us that the Adama of the area of the Mizbeach was which was used to create Adam HaRishon. So that's a very interesting thing. Why should dafka that be the area of the shisin, of the open area of the mizbeach? So I want someone to explain the Kuruv Gedalia Shor as saying that maybe this is a symbolic of a person's bechira chavshis, a person's ratzon, a Kadosh Baruch Hu's a person's free will, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is still has the chances to the shisin, which is a person's creation, is that we have the free will to choose the right things, to do the right things near the mizbeach, of a holy thing to do a Kadosh Baruch Hu's ratzon. So now the Gemara continues. Tanya, we learn in Braisa. Amar Rabbi Elazar bar Rabbi Tzadok, lul katan shaya bein kevesh la mizbeach. There was a small space between the ramp and the mizbeach. Bar Marva shel kevesh, it was the western half of the ramp, rather not mizbeach of the ramp going up. As Rashi points out, that the ramp was 32 amos long and 16 amos wide. The ramp was the height of 9 amos. And so the ramp didn't actually touch the mizbeach, but it stood a little bit removed from the mizbeach. So this type of area had a little bit hole of it. So that's where they would pour the nechassim were poured on the Rashi's Marvis Drobis, on the southwestern quarter of the mizbeach, and it would go into this open area from within from this area down below by the mizbeach. So the Gemara says, "Ve'achad l'shivim shana perchekuna yordi l'sham." So once every 7 years, the kohanim would go down, malakdim some of the gears of every year. And they would take up the wine that had congealed over the time, over the 7 years, which apparently looked like figs. And this implies that there was an area that a pirchekuna, a young Kohen, was able to go in this area and take out the wine. Apparently it's a bigger space like that. So, or maybe it was some explained that maybe no, he was just sticking his arm into this area, and he wasn't actually putting his whole body there. So it wasn't a bigger space; it was a very small space. So either way, it says that they would go down every 70 years. Then they would have to come and burn it in the azara of the Beis HaMikdash. They would have to burn the Beis HaMikdash because it would fill up there; it would be congealed. So. Because think about all the nechassim they used to bring. For korbanos chatas and asham, all those niskehem, except for chatas and shamos. Everything else, niskehem, chatsin, we would bring nechassim and nechassim with everything. So they would bring a lot of those, and eventually would congeal up every 7 years. Some might get the gersa maybe every year that they would do this process. Shenemar, the pasuk says, Bakodesh, hasnik nesesh la'ashar. We read this in the parsha of, the tamid, the carbon tamid, which we lay on Rosh Chodesh, we said you should pour it in. It should be nesach shechar Hashem. It should be something that has the ability to shechar, something that ability to intoxicate someone for Hashem. This libation should be for Hashem. Now turning out the next tamid, as the Gemara says, kashem shenisucha v'kedusha, just as the wine is pouring is in kedusha, kach sorfo v'kedusha. So too, the wine's burning must be in an area that is kadosh. The Gemara is explaining over here that was teaching us that the thing that's left over with the remnants of the nechassim of the wine libations have to be poured in the azara, and that which was less kedusha would be able to be poured in the chel, Rashi points out, which is outside of the azara. So the Gemara asks, my mashba, how do I get this from the pasuk? How does this imply that the pasuk is only by speaking of sport about pouring? So what exactly is the mashmos over here? The fact that you have to burn it. So the Gemara says, "Amar Ravina Asya Kodesh Kodesh." It's through Gzeira Shava, it says Kodesh and Kodesh. Where does it say that? Ksivach beKodesh Hazegnesach. It says over here with regards to the libations on the mizbeach. It says that it should be Kodesh, and it says Ksivasam with regards to Korbanos that you have the leftovers of Visaraftes and Nosar Beish by Nosar. The burning out the leftover Korbanos Baish Loyochel Ki Kodesh. It says the lashon of Eish and says lashon Kodesh there, and we have Gzeira Shava of Kodesh and Kodesh, and there we know you have to burn it. So too, the guards to the nechassim, you also have to nesachim. You have to also have to burn them. That's what the Gemara is learning out from over here. So now the Gemara had a machlokas between Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Tzadok, and the Rabbanan regarding the shisin. The Rabbi Tzadok learned that the shisin was a small space. Rabbanan maintained it was a bigger space. So the Gemara wants to learn, who is this Mishnah? Is it a bigger space or small space? Kaman azlaha disnan. Who is this Mishnah going to follow? The Mishnah is talking about the fact that it's usher and kedusha. It is going to be meila by the nesachim by these wine libations. So the Gemara says the nesachim. But tchila mo'alim behen, that if you benefit from the libations, even at the beginning of their kedusha, that they're going to be subject to the laws of me'ila, even until they're poured on the mizbeach, they're going to have the status of kedusha gavah, and only something that's kedusha gavah is going to be something which is going to be subject to me'ila. It has to be totally towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It has to be katshe Hashem, which is excluding something that's not fully for, something that me'ila is not going to apply, which is not kedusha gavah. So the Gemara says, is this Kedusha of a Gvar? Not the Gemara says, Yardu, the Shisin, in Malin Behen. Once they descend to the Shisin, no one can commit Me'ilah by benefiting from them. So the Gemara says, who is this Tana right now? So that point forward, there's no need to be Choshesh that it's going to be Kedusha Gavah. Once they go to Shisin, they're not longer Chayiv and Me'ilah. So the Gemara says, Lema Rabbi Elazar Batadaki. Should we assume that this Mishnah is Rabbi Batadak, who said that the libations were able to be able to take the retrieve them? Because they didn't extend downward to the depths. They didn't go that far down. There was only a small little hole by the Mizbeach that you'd put the wine into. That's Rabbi Elazar Batadak Shita, because the Irabanan and Nachzul Azum. The Rabban understand that it would go deep under the ground and nobody's able to it's impossible to go get the wine libations. They're like 50 feet underground, wherever they are, however far down they're going. So that's clearly not something that's going to be shayach to say that there's me'ilah by it, because nobody could reach it. So the Gemara says, no, afilu tamer rabbanan. You could say that the Mishnah is even following the shita of the rabbanan. And how can I retrieve the libation? We're talking about the case was that you stopped it before it went in. You stopped at the kli before it went in the shisin, and therefore it wasn't going so far downwards in the ground. And that area, the area which is much above that, you would be able to be subject to the din of me'ilah. So the Gemara says, "Ve'ikad the arme." There are those who wanted to learn that this was that this was said in reference to the Mishnah in me'ilah. Lema rabbanani velor belazar betzadok. Should we assume that this Mishnah follows rabbanan or belazar betzadok? Ira belazar kasi b'kdushak kaimei. According to belazar betzadok, there would be a din of me'ilah. Belazar betzadok said that the wine remnants have to be burned, and they're still going to be kadosh. And therefore, the rabbanan, they say there's no obligation to burn the shiarm of the wine, the remnants of the wine. So therefore, they would say that there's no din of me'ilah once it's poured. So Gemara says, "Afilu Tamar Lazar." No, that this Mishnah could also be the shita of Rabbi Lazar with regards to the nesachim, that the libations are not going to be chayv in me'ilah. How is that so? There is no such thing. Well, after you do the mitzvah, it's still going to have the din of me'ilah. Since you already poured down this bech, you finished the mitzvah. So once I finish the mitzvah, so then it is going to be not subject to me'ilah. Rashi just points out, though, even though it's still a mitzvah to burn the wine that congealed, the wine is still the main mitzvah. Everyone agrees it's the same mitzvah, and therefore the concept of that is that once it's already finished the mitzvah, no longer shayach to the din of me'ilah would apply over here. Now the Gemara continues. Amrei Shlakish Rishaki said, "Bizman shem minaschen yain al gabi mizbech." During the time that they poured the wine on the mizbech, on the altar, pokikin is a shisin. They would stop up. They would plug up the shisin. The shisin would be stopped up. So it would be collecting the wine and giving it an appearance, as Rashi points out, like the gar on the throat would be full of wine. So the Gemara says lekayim mashin emar, and this was lekayim mashin emar that we apparently the achilas mizbeach is similar to achilav an adam. So the Daf Pashas points out, Rabbi Bluth, he just points out that we see that they're similar. That we say, like, there's no such thing as a haktar less than a kezias. So we learn out from the fact that it's less than a kezias because a person eats less than a kezias. So we see that there's a fundamental, like, similar and symbolism between the fact that it's achilas adam, like a person eats, and the mizbeach. And the fact that we do this is showing that there's a concept of, like, showing that you're satiated by the way that you eat. So the kai mashneimer b'kodesh hasech nesach shel chamed. As the pasuk says, you should pour it on the mizbeach, and it should be hasech nesach, something that's a shechar, something that's intoxicating, and it should be a libation for Hashem. The Gemara asks, my mashma, where in the world does this come from? This pasuk. So the Gemara says, Amar Papa, shechar lashon shtia lashon tzviya lashon sichru. The shechar is an indication of drinking. It concerns being full, and it concerns being intoxicated by drinking and becoming drunk. So they're not necessarily drunk, but be able to get drunk. So the Gemara says, Amar Papa, shvamina kisava inish chamras. A person is drinking wine, he has it from the throat. It's usually coming from the throat, and therefore food is different. Food depends on the amount of food. But when it comes to the wine, if you have it in big gulps, it'd be able to intoxicate you more. So the Gemara says, "Amar Rava, Tumar Rabbanan Dola Nafish Shalei Chamra." A person who's in Kailal, right? He's a big young Rav who doesn't have a lot of wine. So Likmak Buyeh should swallow it in gulps so that he's able to get the most out of the wine that he's having. Again, obviously not becoming drunk, but to feel the effects of the wine, that's how you should drink it. And now the Gemara says, "Rava." To show his chavivas for the kosher bracha, for benching, or for whatever it might be, for shavu brachas, whatever kosher brachas that we use for kiddush, all these things that he would show the kedusha of it by, he would show the chavivas for it, he would show the love for it by gulping it down of the kosher bracha. And now the Gemara continues, Darash Rava, Maydech Siv Mayach Upa Mayach Benalim Bas Nadevu. So now we're just talking about the Shir Hashim and the Shisim. The Gemara is now going back to similar, there are other drashas that we have from the Pesukim over here with the Shir Hashim. The Pesuk says, how amazing are your footsteps and you walk in sandals, the Pamayach Banalim Bas Nadiv, the daughter of a Nadiv, is someone who's chashiv, like a noble person. Mayafu Pamarsem Shay Yisrael, how lovely are the steps of Kaisal Bashash Ola the Regal when we go up to the Aliyah the Regal. So we are like Bas Nadiv Bitosha Avram Avinu Shinikra Nadiv, or like Avram Avinu, who is called the noble one. Shinemar Nadiv Amim Nesu Imaloe Avraham. As it says that the nobles of the nation gathered, they were the nation of Avram. Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Yaakov. The Gemara asks, this is implying we're talking about the God of Avram, not the God of Yitzchak or Yaakov. That can't be. So the Gemara says, Elokei Avram, Sheyatchila Agerim. It's a reference to Avram. He was the first one to become a ger. Avram recognized the Kadosh Baruch Hu right after the world had swayed, as the Rambam tells us, that they eventually started doing Avodah Zarah, and people forgot Hashem until Avram Avinu came, and he eventually converted Kilo to Yiddishkeit. He did, not Kilo, he did. And he did the Bris Milah, and he was the one who accepted upon himself the yoke of Omochel Shemayim. So that's why we, when we do this, when we're going to do the Marsha points, so when we're doing Aliyah Regel, first of all, we're going to the same place, but I don't know if the Marsha points this way, that we're going to the same place where Avram Avinu was willing to sacrifice his child. This is a huge thing, obviously, where Yitzhak was. And also the fact that Avram was dedicated and Avram Avinu was, people leave their homes and they go to do Ratzon Hashem. So Avram Avinu left to do Ratzon Hashem by the Akedah and going up there. That's why it's called after the child of Avram Avinu. Now the work is intended to be Ravanan Maidach Siv Chamuki or Chayach, that it means that the roundness of your thighs, they're like the jewels according to that same pasuk. Lamanim Shol Divrei Torah Ki Yerech, why are the words of Torah compared to a thigh? Lamar Lacham Ma Yerech Baseser, Divrei Torah Baseser, that just like a thigh is private, you cover it, you're always wearing your pants or shorts, whatever you're wearing, is always going to cover the thighs. So that area should also be, so too the Torah should be given in a private setting. At the respect of the Torah, it should be done discreetly, shouldn't be done at a place, in a marketplace or things of the like. As a Rashi here quoting Psachim, that also we know that the Luchos Rishonos, which were done, the Medrash tells us, was done to Pumbia, was done like a big thing. There was a Ayin Hara there, so they got destroyed, as opposed to the second ones, which were done B'Seser, more quiet. Those were the ones that we ended up receiving. And the Rav Booth wants to tie to that maybe the concept of B'Seser, also in general, to be more private, as the Gemara says, Ina Bracha Metziah Ela B'Davar Hasam Eimana Ayin. That the bracha is there in the places that are more discreet, more secret, that even when it comes to Talmud Torah, obviously giving a shir when a lot of people are coming is a big Kiddush Hashem. That's obviously something that's acceptable and praiseworthy. It's a Kiddush Hashem Shemayim, but in general, and like the Siyam HaShas, let's say, the Siyam HaShas, 100,000 people, is a big Kiddush Hashem Shemayim. But in general, that just you know, private setting, we see over how important Sneas is, even when it comes to Divrei Torah and the way the person learns. That the pasuk says that the person should say what's good and what does Hashem require of you. Just to do justice, to do love kindness, and to be hatznei leches im Hashem lekecha. That's a very important thing. To be tzanua, to be discreet, to not be showy with Hashem. Asos mishpat zadin. So asos mishpat, do justice. That's referring to the regular halachas, the laws of mishpat, of your interactions with other people. Avas chesed, what's avas chesed? To love kindness. Zog milos chasadim, that's a reference to doing good deeds, right? To performing ma'isim of chesed. Vatznei lechesim of shokecha, going to street with Hashem. Zot sas hamesach nasas kala l'chopa. Reference to when you do a levaya, or when you are doing a simcha, when you are getting ready for marriage. Also, that should also be done bitznius. Even those things Rashi understands that it should be done in moderation. At a eulogy, a person should act in moderation, shouldn't overdo it, shouldn't have extreme emotions. And the same thing when it comes to a wedding, a person should also celebrate moderation, shouldn't have lightheadedness. The Emek Shela points out in the Tziv that maybe this actually seems to be a stira, because at the end of the day, the Gemara Ksubas tells us that the Moraim used to be like, they would mamish, the way they would dance in front of a chasam to kala, to really more of the kala, to increase their simcha, seemed to be a little bit low level degree of lightheadedness by a chuppah. But either way, that is what he's saying, that it should be done in moderation. The Gemara says, v'lo devarim kol v'chomer, general, everything in life is done, moderation is usually better. That isn't this a kal v'chomer? Mad varim shidarkan lasas before hesed, things which are generally done in public, like funerals and a wedding, right? Those are clearly done in public. A lot of people usually come to those things. Amra Torah Snecha should still be done in a way of tznius. It should be done privately, not literally private with nobody there, but more in a discreet manner. Dvarim shadarkan lasas metznei halachas gam kamas. Things are generally done discreetly, like tzedakah Rashi points out, or things that should generally be done discreetly. That's a very big thing to do them, obviously, discreetly without publicizing it, without telling everybody that you knew. The best way to give a donation is anonymous, not to publicize your name, unless there's a concept, though, for sure, if it's going to be mezaris, other people to give tzedakah. They say, oh, this guy gave $500, I'm going to give. So that would be recommended, to give tzedakah in that manner. However, in general, the Tznei Alechas tells us that we should be giving tzedakah. You don't have to put your name on the wall, etc. when you're donating. That is just a big of a zchus to give the donation anonymously and to do it in its neatest way. Now the Gemara continues, Abba Lazar Gadola Oset Tzedakah Yosef Mikola Karbanos. Someone who does tzedakah is greater than bringing karbanos, as the pasuk says, Oset Tzedakah Sumishma Nifchar Hashem Mizevach. That when we perform charity, what's acceptable in Hashem, it's better than a karbanos Mizevach from the karbans we see from over here, that doing tzedakah is more chashuv. And the Gemara says, Abba Lazar Gadola Gimilas Chasadim Yosef Minat Tzedakah. That someone who does Gimilas Chasadim, doing acts of chesed, is going to be greater than someone who gives tzedakah. How do I know that? Shneimar, the pasuk says, "Zara lachem tzedakah v'kitzur lefi chesed." You should do, you should sow for yourself tzedakah, and you should do the ketira, the reaping for kindness. Now, usually, the point Gemara points out, "Im adam zorea." Usually, when you're sowing, when you're planting, safik ochel safik ginuch. I don't know what's going to grow great. I don't know if the water is going to be right. I don't know if anything's good. However, kotzer's already, there's a process of reaping it. You already know that it's going to be enjoyed, and therefore, vade ochel, I'm going to be able to eat it. So, therefore, when it comes to chesed, we see is on a higher level, and you can be confident that you're going to see the payers for it more than someone who gives tzedakah. Another Gemara says, I was thinking maybe also that what you do to, when you give tzedakah, you don't always know that it's going to the right place. Now, a person won't have the mazel, so we're going to give a certain tzedakah to either a phony or give tzedakah to someone who didn't really need it or whatever it might be. So you're not 100% sure of where that money went, whether it went to the right purposes. When you do chesed, though, you see a guy. You see that he needs help right now. A guy needs help carrying something, and you help him. I know for sure he needed help. There's no shiloh over here. So that's maybe that I was thinking, maybe that's also the concept over here of the ketira versus the mashal of Azriya versus ketira. I think Mark is remember Belazar. That giving tzedakah is only done the way that you do, even with that, is how you do the kindness within it. You should sow for yourself tzedakah and give chesed. What is this? So Rashi explains that how you give the tzedakah, the Torah that you do the tzedakah, like if you bring it to the guy's house, or you give it to, you give him already made food, if he needed food already made, not just tzedakah, or you gave him clothing because you know they needed that, meaning that how you do it and figuring out what the ani really needs and working, not just giving him $10 and then walking away, but figuring out what he really needs is really the best way to give tzedakah. Now the Gemara continues more about tzedakah. Tanur Rabbanan, Mishlosh Dvarim Gedola Gimel Chasadin Yosef Minat Tzedakah. There's three things that are that tzedakah is that chesed rather is greater than tzedakah. How? What are the three things? Tzedakah b'mamonah. Tzedakah can only be formed with your monetary possessions. Gimelas Chasadin Ben Begufa B'mamonah. As opposed to doing acts of kindness and chesed that can be done with your property or by like we just pointed out, just actually using your body, you know, helping a guy carry something or something like that. There's a big act of chesed. Tzedakah l'aniyim, and tzedakah could be done to only poor people. Gimelas chasadim, bein l'aniyim, bein l'ashirim, as opposed to act of kindness. Again, if someone needs your help, it could be a rich person also. He needs your help, you're helping him. That's a mitzvah of chesed. Tzedakah l'chaim, when it comes to tzedakah, it's only with the living. Gimelas chasadim, bein l'chaim, bein l'meisin. You can do acts of kindness, we know, levayis l'meis, and things like that can be done even for the dead people. Anyone who performs even a small amount of tzedakah, of giving charity, and the right one does mishpat, ki'ilu mila kolam kolo chesed. It's as if he fills the whole world with kindness. The pasuk says, "Nemar oyev tzedakah mishpat chesed Hashem ala aretz." Someone who loves tzedakah according to what is right should fulfill Hashem's kindness. Shema toimer kolah ba likput skofes. You're going to say whoever attempts to jump from the status is going to be successful. Tamul lomer mayar karchastika lokim. That the only appreciate kindness, not only one is zoicha to this lofty madriga. There's something you have to devote yourself, as Rashi says, with great effort to be able to attain this level. Yachalaf yerushimayim ken. I would have thought this is the same thing. Someone who's a yerushimayim, who he can't easily reach this level. Then where's the al yiriyav? Someone who is a big Yerushalayim will be able to. He doesn't have to work so hard, and he will be able to be zoicha in this mitzvah. And what's this Yerushalayim? Am chaim kol adam sheishalav chen. Person who has this chen is a grace, literally. That you know, everyone who sees him loves him. That type of person, we know that, you know, there's some, like Rav Neiman Tzal Shlita, you know, you see him and talk to him and just like want to be friends with him. It's like, obviously he's a gadol dar, I'm saying, but like, there's a big tzaddikim that there's the pleasantness that they have, the ne'imos that they have, shenemar, their chen, their grace that they show you when you meet them. Chesed Hashem olam v'adolam el yireyav. That the grace of Hashem is forever for those who fear Him. The Amar Rabbi Lazar said, "Ma'ach sev pia pascha b'chofma v'saras chesed al shayna." Pasuk says, "You open your mouth with wisdom, the Torah of kindness upon your tongue." Chiyash Torah shel chesed, yish Torah shel no chesed. What does that mean? Is there a Torah with chesed or a Torah without chesed? So the Gemara says, "Ela Torah l'shma zoi Torah shel chesed." The Torah learning for its own sake, meaning just to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Torah shel chesed. That's why it's a Torah of chesed, of kindness. Shalosh mazoi Torah she'en al chesed. Whereas Torah not learned for its own sake, for the purpose of whatever, money, or the purpose of being kavod, that's not considered a Torah of chesed. Why is the lashon of chesed mentioned over here? So Rabbi Luth points out in the Sefer that And maybe Torah shall chesed. Rashi pointed out earlier that the Torah is considered chesed. Doing that, working the what we find chesed before is working hard and doing the chesed meant bekufa, meaning working hard doing your chesed. So maybe that's what it means over here. The Torah chesed over here is amelus b'Torah, is working hard, and Torah lishma means it's not working as hard in learning your Torah, and that's maybe you're waiting for. He says also maybe you could just say it means that you're looking for the schar and the limud as opposed to just be learning Torah in order to be close to Akash Baruch Hu. And the Gemara now says, "Yikad Armei Torah Lelamda Zoi Torah Shel Chesed Shalomda Zoi Torah Sheino Shel Chesed." That what's considered Torah Shel Chesed is if you want to teach it over, Lomar Lamed, you ask every day to be able to teach over Torah. You just keep it to yourself. You have no interest in ever giving over your Torah and open expanding yourself. That's not a Torah of Chesed. So that's what we want, is a Torah of Chesed, to be able to teach it to others and learn to others. And Buth also points out, we're Dafka learning this on Memtes Amud Beis. Memtes, the 49th day. Remez of obviously the Dapim were made much later, but just a nice remez to the 49 days that we prepare ourselves for Shavuos, to have Torah Shel Chesed, to learn Torah well, to be stark in our Torah. It was just a nice cute ha'ara that he made. It's a Dafka on Daf Memtes, the 49 days that we prepare ourselves for the Torah from the Sfira Sa'omer. Now the Mishnah continues, Kemaseo Bechol, just like as the water libation is performed on a weekday, so too is performed on Shabbos, but you couldn't bring the water from the Shiloach spring. You had to bring from the Mea Shiloach. You had to bring it from the Beis HaMikdash, the water from his Beis HaMikdash, because they couldn't carry it. And they couldn't bring it because then it was going to be possible Lina. So Gemara says, Vamai, nice Mikudesh. Gemara asks, wait a second, why can't it be brought with the Mikudesh? Why can't you take it on the Erev Shabbos, Bim Mikadesh, and then bring it to the Beis HaMikdash? So there's two premises that the Gemara Rashi points out is aware of. That first of all, Enechanami, that when you have a Klisharis and you fill it with the water, it'll make it Kedusha Saguf, it'll be drawn, and then the Psul Lina would apply. However, the Gemara was assuming that that you have to have kavana. You have the kavana when you place in the klisharis. And the second thing is that maybe the water has to be the same shear. So we're assuming if I don't have kavana and it's not the same shear, then maybe at the end of the day there would not be an issue of filling it on Erev Shabbos from the Me'ah Shiloach, which is better. We want to use the Me'ah Shiloach. So the Gemara says, Amar Ziri. Ziri, the Gemara is going to have three answers, but I think we'll do maybe one or two now, and then already get to the next one tomorrow. Amar Ziri, Kasavar Ein Shir Lamayim. The Tana of our Mishnah holds that there's no maximum amount of the water libations. Chlisharis Mikachesh Lomidas. So again, he disputes both points. He rejects the concept that once there was no maximum shear, so we're going to say if you do a different shear, would it be Mekadesh? That let's say you're going to use a shear of more than three lugim. It doesn't matter. There is no maximum shear. So there's no maximum shear. It would be Mekadesh. And our Tana holds that even if you don't have das when you bring it in the klisharis, when you put it in this sanctified vessel, literally. So when you put it in, this Tana is of the opinion. It doesn't matter. It's still Mekadesh. In which case it would be possible Belina. Now turning on to the next Amud. Ve'emaisim Mekudeshes. Now if you would have brought it in the water in the Kli on Friday is still a Belina, so then it would have remained Pasul by remaining overnight over Shabbos morning, that they would have had Kedushas Haguf, even though you had no Kavana, even though it wasn't necessarily the same shear. This Tana is of the opinion that would still be problematic. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up with Chizkiya Amar in tomorrow's Daf.